How's this for a headline? 324,000 women dropping out of the labor force just in the last 2 months. We'll talk more about that with our next guest, Elaine Chao. She is a former Secretary of Labor here in the United States of America. Ms. Chao, welcome to America's Radio News.
Thanks for having me.
This being reported by CNS News, 324,000 women dropping out of the civilian workforce in the last 2 months. Add that to the April jobs report that saw 2.7 million Americans in total dropping out over a year period. A lot of economists are saying, look, that is the primary reason that our unemployment rate is dropping. It is not because the U.S. economy is adding jobs. Do you agree?
Absolutely. There's a very important statistic called the labor force participation rate that comes out every month. Comes out the same time as the Bureau of Labor Statistics announcement about the employment situation. And basically, last Friday, May 4th, the first Friday of every month is when the unemployment number gets released. They said that the unemployment rate was 8.1%, but in the commissioner's own statement, it says that the labor force participation rate, that's the share of the population that was working or looking for work, declined to 63.6% in April. This is one of the lowest labor participation rates that has ever been recorded. In 2001 to 2008, the labor rate, the labor participation rate was about 66 to 67%. So with a population of 150 million workers, mm-hmm. That 4 percentage points means a lot. And that is why 12.5 million Americans are unemployed. It's because more and more of them are now finding that they have the job creation rate is terrible, but also they're taking themselves out of the workforce because they just don't find the prospect of having opportunities in the workforce to be existent.
Madam Secretary, is there a difference? I mean, if you don't have a job, you don't have a job no matter who or what you are. But is there a difference in impact on the economy with more women struggling to bring in money, whether it's a second income into the home or whether they are the primary breadwinner?
Actually, this statistics about women is actually not determined. It's not very, it is not something that is something that's really great news. Hitherto, the recession has actually been the hardest on men because mm-hmm. the recession has hit those industries which are disproportionately male. For example, construction. Ever since the financial crisis of 2008, our housing market, our construction industry, has been terribly battered. And we find that a lot of men who are predominant in this industry have suffered unemployment. Secondly, manufacturing has been on a 40-year decline around the world. And most recently, more men were still in manufacturing than women. So actually, men have borne the brunt of the recession in the last 3 years.
Our guest right now is Elaine Chao. She's the former Secretary of Labor here in the United States of America. And Madam Secretary, this is an issue that has now spanned several administrations of both political parties. So the question I'm about to ask you is, it can be considered partisan because the folks who have occupied the White House and have roamed the halls of Congress have benefited from the way that we calculate unemployment in this country. And basically, those who have given up and those who have exhausted their benefits and drop off the rolls, are not only do they have to suffer the indignity of going through long terms of unemployment, they also have to suffer further indignity at the hands of their government saying, we're no longer going to count you because it may be a negative consequence to those who hold political office. Isn't it about time we change the way we calculate unemployment in this country?
Well, what you just said is not totally accurate because whether a person is in the workforce or not is self-declared. So if a person says that I've given up work, they take themselves out of the workforce, and they are not being counted, and they may drop off of the unemployment rolls because when you receive unemployment insurance, you are asked every time you receive a check, are you still in the workforce? Are you still looking for work?
Right.
And if they say that they are no longer in the workforce, then that subtracts from the number.
Well, what happens to those folks that exhaust their benefits? They no longer get a check. And then what do those folks do when they no longer receive that?
Yes, and then they are out of the workforce. You're right on that.
Right. So again, how can we even hope to address the problem of unemployment in this country when our own government wanted to acknowledge how bad the problem is?
Well, it is bad because 41% of those who are out of work have been out of work for more than 26 weeks. Uh-huh. And so this is, again, an all-time high. So almost half of those who are unemployed have been unemployed now for almost a year, basically. And so that is 26 weeks is the length that we counted. But by other measures, it's been 42% of the workforce, 41% of the workforce that are unemployed have been out of work like for about a year. So that's a devastating statistic, and it wreaks havoc on people's lives. So I totally agree with you. But the key is there has to be new job creation, and that is what's not happening. The job creation rate is about one-third less than what it was 10 years ago. So that's the problem. You know, we need to help people who are unemployed with unemployment insurance. There's no question about that. But the issue is the best assistance to a person who's out of work is a new job.
Mm-hmm.
And the job creation rate has not been high. For example, in this latest report, non-farm payroll employment rose by about 115,000 in April. That means 115,000 net new jobs were created in April. That is far below what is necessary to keep even with population growth. We need about 200,000 net new jobs created just to take care of the new entrants into the workforce, you know, because our population is growing all the time. There are new people coming into the workforce. And so that 115,000 net new jobs created is a very weak number. It's better than zero, which was in August of 2011,
mm-hmm.
but it still needs to be improved. Because at this rate, with so many people out of work, it'll take us 5 to 7 years to dig ourselves out of the jobs deficit at this current rate of 100,000
wow.
new jobs per, you know,
well,
per month.
We want to thank you very much, Elaine Chao, the former Labor Secretary here in the United States of America, for joining us here on America's Radio News. Your insight was very nice to have here on the program. We
Thanks
appreciate
for
it.
Me.
Thank you.
You betcha.